This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. If you've had contact with someone infected with the coronavirus, whether you know it or not, expect a phone call. Massachusetts is launching an effort to reach everyone who is at risk and get them tested and put in isolation if needed. The ambitious goal is to not just slow, but stop the spread of the virus. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports there are a lot of reasons this may not work.
Here's the outline of the project. The Baker administration is partnering with a Boston-based nonprofit called Partners in Health. These global health experts will hire and train roughly 1,000 people starting today. This new team of so-called contact tracers will call everyone who's tested positive for the coronavirus, and then everyone that person was in close contact with, and so on. A lot of people.
Yes, thousands. Thousands of them.
This is Dr. Joya Mukherjee, the chief medical officer at Partners in Health. Her team will ask people if they have symptoms and refer those who do to clinicians and testing. Many people who are positive will need instructions about how to isolate in their homes. If they don't have the space to cut off contact from others, or if they live with an older person, for example, they'll have the option of moving into an isolation center or hotel.
It's going to be a huge job. I know that we will succeed somewhat and we will fail somewhat. We won't be able to find every single person, but we will hopefully prevent a lot of deaths.
Mukherjee, who's helped organize similar projects to fight Ebola in West Africa and cholera in Haiti, calls this going on the offensive against the coronavirus. She argues a defensive strategy alone isn't good enough.
Let's just spell out what the defensive is. The defensive is we're going to get creamed, right? And let's just make sure our hospitals are staffed. What we're saying is let's use tools that can reach into that silent epidemic and start to cut that off.
Mukherjee and her team face lots of hurdles. Let's start with the shortage to date of rapid tests. To figure out who's still spreading the disease, these contact tracers have to know who has it. Dr. Sandro Galea, dean at the Boston University School of Public Health, says while more testing and quick lab work is promised, it's not widely available right now. Will it be in time to test all the Massachusetts residents this project identifies?
I suppose the answer is unfolding in real time. I think yesterday we probably did not have the tools. Whether we'll have the tools tomorrow remains to be seen.
And Galea also wonders about the timing of this launch. He says contact tracing is usually more effective at the beginning of an epidemic, before a disease like the coronavirus has spread.
It is certainly late. Had we had the tests and were we organized enough to do contact tracing right up front, it would have potentially taken us down a very different path in this epidemic.
But there are likely still millions of Massachusetts residents who have not been exposed to the coronavirus. Governor Baker says contact tracing is a powerful tool the state must try to prevent more infections.
Massachusetts will be the only state in the country putting together this kind of programming. There's no nationwide tracking that's currently being done. We need to get out ahead of this and do everything we possibly can here in Massachusetts through and in the aftermath of the surge.
Today, a sort of advance guard of public health students is teaming up with cities and towns across the state to get this project rolling. 11 colleges and universities put out the call for volunteers about a week ago.
And we're up to 1,400. We had an amazing outpouring of interest.
Stacy King from the Harvard Chan School of Public Health is one of three co-leaders of the volunteer effort. Some of the students may transition to the Partners in Health calling network. King says the calls they will make, with questions about symptoms, contacts, recent activities, and the health of family members, will be challenging.
Especially when people are under so much stress right now. So I think it will be one of the hardest things that we experience.
As we share this collective response to the pandemic, in the event you get a call trying to trace your contacts, you might want to keep some notes on who you spend more than a few minutes within 6 feet of, at least for the coming months. The Partners in Health project is set to continue through October and ramp down in January. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.